You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a look at your favorite children's books of all time on the 100th birthday of legendary children's author Beverly Cleary. First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Will Hooverman loves to sing. He's a sophomore at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and balances school with music, performing in the a cappella group The Mad Hatters, as well as writing and recording his own music.
One, two, three.
My name is Will Hooverman, a sophomore here, studying poli-sci and journalism. I'm in an all-male a cappella group here called the Mad Hatters.
Rhythm. So when we're doing, can we run it one more time?
My friend Dex Barstad, who is doing a lot of production work around the Twin Cities for different artists, rappers. The Trotsky to my Lenin, so to speak. He sort of does all of the back end as far as production and everything. So that's who I'm collaborating with mainly, along with another few other engineers and producers. But yeah, we just finished tracking my first studio EP. It's called Pressure. We were working at Winterland Studios in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where I grew up, so I was able to connect with some people there.
I guess this is like all the tracks before they've gotten like finally officially produced. I actually loved them. Like, I thought they were really good. I was really impressed with his just the quality of his work.
My mom's best friend. They went to high school, college, and law school together. Unfortunately, a couple years back, her dad passed away. And they asked me to perform at his funeral, something I'd never done before. You know, I had done performances around the community, but nothing of that sort of weight and magnitude. So I performed there. I did like sort of like a hymnal. And after the funeral, his wife, who survived him, came up to me and was, you know, in tears and thanking me so much for coming to perform. And that was just really striking for me, because I realized, you know, that was something in that moment I figured I could use maybe music and singing to really convey a message and convey emotion. And that was really just a striking sort of existential moment for me. So yeah, that was really one of those milestone moments where you look back on it and be like, I think that was a moment where things sort of changed. Honestly, the human voice for me is probably the most powerful instrument in all of music. I think each voice carries a different timbre, like a different tone that can't be, you know, conveyed in any other way. Yeah, when I was younger, I remember something that always stuck with me. My grandma would say, as you go off to school and think about what you want to do with your life, just make sure that you love what you're doing. Because when you look back on this time, if you don't love it, you're wasting your time. I mean, you only get one shot at this thing we call life. And if you're not constantly loving what you do every day, then quit your job. Then think about something else. So my biggest piece of advice for people who have a musical goal of any kind, or, you know, you want to be a painter, you want to be anything with a creative form, you know, make sure that whatever you're doing, you love it.
The story was produced by AJ Garcia for the Storytelling Through Sound class at UW-Madison. Hooverman's new album, Pressure, comes out this spring. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more info, visit wisconsinlife.org. We'll keep on singing now. We've heard about recent studies showing that singing, especially singing with other people, can deliver health benefits, including reduced heart rate and social and emotional benefits along with that. Joining us now to talk more about the benefits and the fun of singing is Stephanie Elkin. She's a singer, musician, and a regular voice here at WPR Morning Classics, a longtime Simply Folk host. Stephanie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, were you surprised to hear that singing turns out to have all these benefits? We've talked to you about this a little bit before. No surprise to you, I'm guessing.
Not surprised, no. And I think I must have known subconsciously all the time, but what's shocking is how many of these scientific studies are coming out one after another. And you talked about the heart rate lowering, and there are studies now that singers, especially singers who sing in choral groups and with others, have lower stress levels, lower cortisol. It releases oxytocin, which helps with anxiety. I mean, there are all these wonderful benefits of singing.
Yeah, I don't sing a lot, and usually I sing alone where no one else is there. It seems like a lot of this benefit is singing as a social activity, though. This is something that you've done a fair amount.
Yeah, I have over the years, off and on, and I think there's a lot of components to it. One is that if you're singing with a group, it gets you out of the house. You go, and you're with other people. You belong to something larger than yourself. In many cases, you're needed. You feel like you're relied upon, and you're listening to each other. You're creating something very intimate in yourself, in your body. It comes out of you, and then you're sharing it with all these other people, and it's very deep. It's wonderful.
Now, I'll say, as someone who's not a great singer, I'm a musician. I play instruments. I sing usually only for comedic impact, though. I personally, and I think a lot of people are in this camp, find it a little intimidating if we're not good singers to get out there and sing with other people. What's your advice on getting out there and making that start, even if we're not, you know, pros with awesome voices?
I think there are a lot of things you can do. There are so many groups that don't require auditions that are just for fun, and you can find those through universities, and there are sometimes summer groups that come together. You can start your own. I mean, you can find friends or people that just ask them to get together and sing a little bit, sing in the car with family and friends. I mean, there are all kinds of ways of getting those benefits without having to be, you know, a professional singer who's a perfect sight singer and all that.
Yeah, I think with a lot of art or any kind of creativity, we've become a culture that leaves it to the experts. And yeah, the experts are good and they do a lot of great stuff. How can we start to reclaim that as a social activity?
You know, that's a great point, Rob. If you think about before the advent of radio and TV and internet and everything, that's what everybody did. It didn't matter if you were good or not. You either learned to sing, or you played fiddle, or you played piano, and that's what you did for entertainment. And it made you feel good. And now we sit as passive. We absorb music and we look at other people dancing, and, you know, it's just not quite right. So how can we do that? I think we have to physically make a point of bringing it into our lives, finding opportunities or creating opportunities.
Well, people who go to church have kind of an easy in here. I remember growing up, and I had a set of grandparents now passed away. My grandma, excellent singer in the choir. My grandpa, Lord love him, awful voice. We fought over, and he belted it out. He had a lot of fun with it. You heard him throughout the whole church. But that's a great, church is not going to be a judgy place. Is that part of the key, that it's a non-judgmental space to sing?
Absolutely. And the whole congregation can pitch in, so you're a little bit protected. Uh-huh. And and church is, that's where I started too. I mean, as a kid, I sang in church choir and learned a lot of harmony singing that way. I can remember first looking at notes as a little kid and realizing there was a, you know, how it worked, that if the note went up, your voice went up. I mean, it's a neat way to start. But there are a lot of singing groups that are not connected to any kind of spiritual tradition. I think I read that there are about 300,000 in the States, and there are a lot of resources to be able to find those.
Talking to Stephanie Elkins, a WPR host, singer and musician herself, about the benefits of singing, the benefits of singing together with other people, too. When did you first know that, hey, the singing thing, it's a fun thing?
Well, I was one of those that, my dad was in the Army, so I grew up in all kinds of places, and I didn't have a lot of friends because I was always moving every couple of years. But I could always join the choir, always join the chorus, and instantly have a connection with others. And that, I think, was probably part of it for me. And then in college, starting to feel that real stress, like we just heard in the Wisconsin Life piece, I always managed to take some kind of a singing, you know, chorus or choir or madrigals or something like that. And that was like my therapy before I even knew about therapy. That was my therapy.
Well, in that Wisconsin Life piece, we heard that singer/student talking about, you know, the life advice to always be doing something you love. Realistically, in the job world, you can't always be there. You're not always going to be doing something you love. But singing, you don't have to pay to do it. That's, you can incorporate that into your life and have and be doing something you love, even if it's not your career right now.
That's right. You can use it for stress relief. You can use it for social bonding. It, as you mentioned, is very affordable. It's free in many cases. And you can have it as an avocation. As, you know, that word amateur means to love. It comes from the root of the word to love. And so you're bringing in something that you love that enhances all the other areas of your life. I mean, I find that the weeks that I miss singing, if I'm not singing that week, somehow the week is not flowing as well. I mean, it really makes a difference in all aspects of your life.
Now, I understand you've recently gotten back into singing more regularly. Have you noticed a change? Are you feeling happier and healthier?
Yeah, you know, I made a New Year's resolution that I was going to be singing with others this year, and I finally did. I joined a local choir, and I am noticing a difference. It's the same thing. It had been at least 10 years since I've sung regularly, and I feel so great, almost elated. I would say almost kind of high as a kite sometimes.
That oxytocin's really kicking in.
That's right. It's healthier than alcohol. It's healthier than, some of the other ways that we relieve stress. And I go home feeling fantastic. And I think it does bleed into other areas of my life anyway. I think it helps me with stress relief and dealing with times that are overwhelming and those challenges in life that every single one of us has to face.
Well, briefly, as we wrap up, Stephanie, for the people out there listening, thinking, yeah, maybe, can you nudge them over the edge to get out and sing?
You can nudge. I wouldn't force, but you can you can nudge. And I find that just showing a good example of being happy when you're singing and encouraging other people to sing with you without trying to force, but just being really comfortable with what you're doing, all of a sudden more people are joining in. I've seen that happen in families with shy kids, and it really works by attraction very well.
Well, you, me, and Michelle had worked out this fine three-part harmony, but we're just out of time. We're not going to be able to get it in there. Maybe next time. Stephanie, thanks as always.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rob.
Stephanie Elkins is a singer, musician, a host of Morning Classics on WPR, longtime Simply Folk host. Coming up after the news, children's author Beverly Cleary turns 100 tomorrow. We'll talk about Ramona, Beezus, and all of the kids of Klickitat Street and how the children's author changed the reading scene for kids everywhere. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.